Welcome, dear listeners, to the episodes of Mahabharata. Today we are going to see about Draupadi gets flowers. Bhima, with his mind full of this meeting, proceeded in the indicated direction to get the flowers. Suddenly, he came upon a river which was covered with thousands of the flowers which Draupadi wanted. It was the garden of Kubera. Bhima became delighted to see that forest. Hundreds and thousands of yakshas were guarding it, armed with various weapons. Seeing Bhima, they approached him and asked, "Who are you that dares to enter this garden?" Bhima impassionately replied, "I am Bhima, the brother of Yudhishthira. My wife Draupadi found one of these flowers carried to her by the wind from this place. She wanted some more of them, so I have come here to get these flowers." But the yakshas did not permit him to pluck the flowers without the permission of Kubera. Bhima said, "We are Kshatriyas and we are not in the habit of begging. These flowers have blossomed in the river. The river does not belong to anyone, so none can stop me." Saying so, he walked towards the banks of the river. The yakshas attacked him. Bhima was furious and he too attacked them and plucked as many flowers as he could. Really, none could stop him. The yakshas, unable to withstand his attack, fled in different directions. Some went and reported to Kubera. He smiled and said, "Let Bhima take as many flowers as he likes for Draupadi. Do not fight with him. He is our friend." The yakshas came back to the river bank and gave Bhima the message of the king. At that time, a fierce wind arose. Meteor shot across the heavens and the earth began to tremble. Beasts and birds cried in shrill voices. Yudhishthira and Draupadi were worried about Bhima. They set out with Ghatotkacha, carrying Draupadi on his shoulders in the direction which Bhima had gone. They walked fast and reached the garden of Kubera. Bhima was sitting there on the banks of the river with his arms full of flowers. Seeing so many yakshas being killed, Yudhishthira said to Bhima, "What have you done, Bhima? Never fight with anybody without asking me." By that time, Kubera came there and at his request, the Pandavas stayed there for some time. Yudhishthira wanted to go further north. He was discussing it with Bhima. At that time, a voice from heaven spoke, "Do not go further. You must return to Badari to the hermitage of Nara and Narayana. Arjuna will be joining you there soon." Accordingly, they left for Badari. One day, without any warning, a Rakshasa by name Jatasura, disguised as one of the Brahmins, carried off Yudhishthira with the twins and Draupadi. Bhima had gone hunting on the mountains. Even Ghatotkacha was not nearby. After carrying them to a distance, the Rakshasa assumed his real form. Sahadeva somehow freed himself from the hands of the Rakshasa and shouted for Bhima. "Stupid fool," said Yudhishthira to the Rakshasa. "Don't you see your merit decreasing by this act? Why do you upset the balance of Dharma? Dharma governs the Rakshasas as it does all others." By then, Bhima joined Sahadeva. He grappled with Jatasura. Like two cloud masses, they circled and roared. Bhima dealt a hard blow at Jatasura's neck and the Rakshasa fell and fainted. Bhima lifted him up and dashed him on the ground, breaking every bone in his body. Thus, Bhima rescued his brothers and Draupadi from the hands of the Rakshasa. Arjuna returns. Thus, the fifth year of the exile passed, living on fruits and honey and listening to the stories told by the sage Lomasa. The Pandavas spent their days happily. they were eagerly waiting for the return of Arjuna. One day, they were delighted to see a chariot yoked with horses as bright as lightning alight all of a sudden. It was Indra's chariot driven by Matali, and Arjuna was in it wearing a crown and garlands. He bowed to Yudhishthira and Bhima. Nakula and Sahadeva saluted Arjuna. He handed over his weapons and ornaments to Draupadi, narrating the manner in which he had obtained them. Yudhishthira was overjoyed. They all sat around Arjuna. Just then, there was a great commotion outside. Indra had come to see Yudhishthira. The Pandavas welcomed him with great ceremony. Descending from the chariot, Indra told Yudhishthira that his troubles would soon be over and that there was no need for him to fear his enemies any longer. He added, "Now that Arjuna has returned, it is time for you to return to Kamyaka forest. Arjuna has impressed me immensely with his valor. I have given him powerful weapons. No one in the three worlds can harm him." After addressing Yudhishthira thus and after being worshipped by the Maharshis, Indra left for heaven. After Indra had left, the Pandavas sat around Arjuna and asked him to tell them about his experiences. Arjuna began thus, "I had a very happy time in Indraloka. One day, Indra, my father told me, you must do me a favor. There are some asuras who trouble us. They live at the bottom of an ocean. They are 30 million in number. I want you to go and fight with them and destroy them all." Indra placed on my head this bejeweled crown. He said, "From now on, you will be known by the name Kiriti because of this crown." The sages blessed me and I was given the chariot of Indra with Matali as its charioteer. I then set out for the terrible abode of the Rakshasas to fight with the Nivatakavachas. I reached their city and the citizens thought that Indra had come once again to fight with the Nivatakavachas. Hearing the blasts from my conch, the Nivatakavachas came out to fight. Those asuras seemed to be experts in fighting with the help of magic. Their magic was too much for me to combat. I used the astra called Mohini and overpowered them all. Then they abandoned their magic and came out openly to fight with me. I used divine weapons and attacked them fiercely. The Nivatakavachas looked like fallen mountains. So well did I fight that Matali was astonished and praised me immensely. He said that he had never seen such a battle before. After killing the Nivatakavachas, I entered their city. It was very beautiful. None can describe the richness, the splendor, and the magnificence of the city. It surpassed even Amaravati in beauty. After seeing that wonderful city that once belonged to Indra, we returned to the city of Indra, Amaravati. On the way back, we saw a floating city called Hiranyapuri, owned by a woman called Puloma. She had several sons called Kalakeyas. She had obtained a boon from Brahma that neither she nor the asuras would be killed by devas. Matali asked me to fight with them and destroy them. So I challenged them, but I found it very difficult to fight with them. At last, I had to use the Pasupata Astra given by Lord Shiva to destroy the entire host of the Kalakeyas. After returning to Amaravati, I spent my days happily with Indra. But I was longing to meet you all. Indra then sent me back in his chariot. I am now happy. Not all the pleasures of heaven can equal the joy that I experience now in your company. Yudhishthira said, "We are fortunate indeed. Do show us the weapons Indra has given you." Arjuna showed the celestial weapons to them. As he began to demonstrate them, the earth shook in fear, rivers became restless, the rocks split, and the air became silent. The sun was darkened, and fire would not burn. All the creatures of the world prayed for help. Just then, Narada appeared saying, "These divine weapons are not meant for demonstration. Use them only in battle and in an emergency. To use them casually is to invite annihilation of the three worlds." Having spoken thus, Narada left the place. A python attacks Bhima. Thus, a stay of 10 years in the forests was completed. On the advice of Lomasa and Arishtasena, the Pandavas set out on their journey to the plains. One day, Bhima was wandering in the forest. Suddenly, he came upon a big python in a mountain cave. Before he could realize that he was in danger, the python had grabbed him. The moment it grabbed his body, he felt all his strength ebbing away. He was amazed at the strength of the snake. He asked, "Who are you? What do you want?" "I am Bhima. I have the special strength of 10,000 elephants. How have you brought me under your power?" When the heroic Bhima of great achievement said this, the serpent coiled around him with greater grip. Holding him firm within its coils, the python said, "I have been hungry for a long time. It is just my good fortune that you have come here today. As for my identity, it is a long story. I am Nahusha, the great king and your ancestor. I was drunk with power. Once in my arrogance, I insulted the sage Agastya, who cursed me to stay on this earth in the form of a python. He hurled me down from the high heavens. When I was rapidly falling down, I begged the sage to free me from the curse. Out of compassion, he said, 'You will stay on the earth for a very long time. One day you will meet a person who will dispel all your spiritual doubts, and on that day you will be free from your curse.'" Bhima said, "I am not at all angry with you. None can avoid destiny. See my destiny. Today I have lost my strength and have been reduced to this condition. Hearing of my death, my brothers will grieve much. They need me very much to get back their kingdom. I am sorry to leave them all and die. I am not afraid of death. But I must not die before fulfilling my promise made to Draupadi. But I am helpless. I cannot defy fate." Bhima could not even move, being firmly in the grip of Nahusha. Yudhishthira saw several ill omens. Hearing that Bhima had gone out hunting, he became worried. He immediately went in search of Bhima by following his footprints. Horrified at seeing Bhima coiled by the snake, he said, "Brother, how did you get caught like this? Who is this serpent with such a huge body?" Bhima told him everything. Then Yudhishthira addressed the python, "O serpent, please free my brother. We will give you some other food to satisfy your hunger." The snake replied, "Your brother is my food. Please go away from this place. You ought not to remain, or else I will eat you tomorrow. But if you answer my questions, I will then liberate your brother." Yudhishthira said, "Serpent, begin your questions. We shall try to answer them." Nahusha asked him very and many interesting questions. The first question was, what is the definition of a Brahmin? Yudhishthira replied, a Brahmin is one in whom the qualities of truthfulness, charity, forgiveness, good conduct, benevolence, asceticism, and mercy are found. What should everyone seek to know in this world? The Supreme Brahman is alone worth knowing, devoid of the feelings of pleasure and pain. By the knowledge of Brahman, misery will be destroyed. Nahusha put similar questions on subjects relating to the order of society, varnashrama, dharma, right behavior, and codes of conduct, etc. Yudhishthira answered all of them satisfactorily. Supremely pleased with the answers of Yudhishthira, Nahusha said, O King, by getting my spiritual doubts cleared, I have been freed from the curse. In the old days, I used to travel in a palanquin full of pride. I made sages carry me. One day when the sage Agastya was carrying my palanquin, my feet touched his body. Thereupon, he cursed me in anger saying, Live the life of a snake. Instantly, I fell down from the palanquin and in the course of my fall, I turned into a snake. I begged the sage to release me from the curse. Compassionately, he said that Yudhishthira would liberate me from this curse in course of time.